Robot or not?
Robot or not?
Have you read Saga, the comic?
Brian K. Vaughan? I read the first three or four issues or something.
Was that Merlin's fault? Did Merlin make you do that?
No, I mean, it was recommended by a million people. Right. I was enjoying it. I don't know why I stopped. Maybe I stopped when Comixology stopped letting you buy things inside the app, and I was just angry about it or whatever. But I didn't read that far, so no spoilers. I may come back to it. But I read enough of it to be vaguely familiar.
So you know that there's Prince Robot the Fourth.
Big TV head guy.
He's got a TV for a head, but it looks like a kind of human-like body, and they can have sex with fellow robots and have like robot babies.
That character looks like he's right out of the Perry Bible Fellowship comic,
which I haven't read.
Very similar sort of art style and imagination.
So let me see if I can predict. We've done enough of these now. If I can predict your answer, which is. He looks mostly, if not entirely, organic, other than the TV on his head, and so leaving the fantasy elements aside, he seems to not be a robot. Don't let the fact that robot is his family name fool you; it's just a family name. He's a robot. He's a member of the robot family, but he's not a robot.
Should and correct me if I'm wrong. Maybe I haven't read long enough. But in Saga, there's a lot of weirdness, but there's no magic, right? It's all, you know, tech that's supposed to be.
I think there's both. I think there's magic and there's science.
Up to the magic one.
I think that's one of the clashes, is that the people with horns have magic and the people with wings don't have magic.
Yeah, well, so then that's a tough call. Like,
I don't know the origins
people,
of the TV.
Are they magically animated, or are we to believe that this is a cyborg?
Well, they look awfully organic other than the head.
Yeah, no, the question is not about organic. The question is, okay, fine, they're organic, but are they sort of magic like the candlesticks in Beauty and the Beast?
Oh, I see.
Right? You know what I mean? Like, there's no way this is actually a living thing with an integrated, like, cyborgs were like, well, this is a thing. This is like a real world thing. Somehow we've integrated machine and living matter into this mechanism called a cyborg. No magic needs to be involved. But this whole kingdom and prince and all this other stuff, like, if there is magic involved, maybe that entire... Maybe all those people or that family are magically animated. I don't know.
Robot or not.